You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Time to turn to a man who is never in a slump for answers to what all this means. Jake Tapper, anchor of The Lead, State of the Union on CNN. Good morning to you, Jake.
Good morning.
All right, I want to start with this thing that that everybody was talking about yesterday regarding a plane full of cash, foreign currency, unmarked plane, arrives on the tarmac in Iran just hours before, apparently, four American prisoners, some say hostages, were held in Iran, were released back to the Americans. And the administration is answering a lot of tough questions about this. But they say, no, there was no quid pro quo. There was no this for that. And there was, by the way, two separate negotiations. This is just a big coincidence. And it's old news. Well, is it old news, Jake Tapper? Or were there new developments in this story yesterday?
Well, there's certainly new details provided by the Wall Street Journal. The shrink-wrapped $400 million worth of foreign currencies so as to get around the sanctions against Iran. And then, you know, obviously the timing of it, we knew that it was within, you know, a couple days of it. The President Obama announced it a day after we learned about not only the Iran deal going through, but also about the prisoners being released. A day later, President Obama did announce that this thing had been resolved. But I think the new details, combined with the fact that at the time there was so much attention at A, the Iran deal, and then B, the release of the prisoners, that there wasn't as much attention at the time of what the Iranians were claiming was a quid pro quo. And so these new details, and now the Wall Street Journal has a news story out today saying that there are people in the Justice Department who were expressing concern that what they were doing wasn't proper. So that gives it new life.
Well, and you mentioned we weren't paying attention to what the Iranians were saying, Jake. And we've spoke with a couple of national security experts, Michael Rubin yesterday afternoon and Tony Schaefer this morning. And he said that's all that matters. If the people who are holding the hostages are the ones who think they're getting a ransom, then the way we spin it really makes no difference. I mean, there is some legitimacy to that argument, isn't there, in terms of national security policy?
Yes and no. I mean, you don't know what the Iranians are saying for spin and for public relations within their own country. But that said, you know, what they say shouldn't be discounted. I mean, if they say something for consumption in their own country, then the politics behind that are important. Whether or not you think something is a quid pro quo might not matter as much if the person you're doing it with does. You know, obviously, one of the reasons this is something that's getting a lot of attention is because of the longstanding policy, which has been violated many times, but the policy of the United States, we don't negotiate with terrorists, and we don't negotiate with, you know, with hostage takers. And, of course, we've seen in some of these horrific tragedies with families that wanted to pay ransom, and the Obama administration told them not to. And even in some cases seemed to suggest that, you know, they were paying attention and it was against the law. And here, although obviously it's on a grander scale, but Iran is still considered a state sponsor of terror. And, you know, they want more of the money. I think the settlement that was negotiated in The Hague was, I think it was $1.7 billion. So this was $400 million. They're still waiting for more money. And now there are three more Americans who are sitting in Iranian prisons. And the suggestion being that they want more money, and so they took more hostages and or took more prisoners. And And, you know, that's the reason behind the principle of we don't negotiate and we don't pay ransom.
Yeah, you know, I want to just pull back a little bit, because I remember when I first came to the town, one of the big stories that I first covered as a reporter was Iran-Contra, which was arms for hostages, and it darn near brought down the Reagan administration. We're hearing there's going to be congressional investigations. How serious do you think they will get?
I mean, I don't know, and I'm sure that there's much more to the story than we all know right now, based on, you know, two Wall Street Journal stories and a translation from an Iranian article in January. We should point out, and this is not justification, but we should point out, this money was, according to The Hague, Iran's money. This was not the United States giving $400 million of American taxpayer dollars to Iran. This was negotiated through The Hague, of having to do with a settlement, having to do with an arms deal that didn't go through, from the 70s, in which The Hague concluded that the United States would pay back Iran $1.7 billion of Iran's money. So it is different in that way. By the same token, it's $1.7 billion that Iran wanted that the United States had. In that sense, you know, I'm not trying to take away from the ransom questions, but
it is slightly different from
the United States just raiding the coffers of our own treasury.
Our guest is Jake Tapper, anchor of The Lead every day at 4 p.m. on CNN, and then, of course, State of the Union on Sundays on that same network. And, you know, a lot of people in this town are talking about the so-called split between Donald Trump and Mike Pence over this endorsement of Paul Ryan. I think Donald Trump saying I'm not quite there yet in endorsing Paul Ryan, he's obviously tweaking Ryan for that's basically almost exactly what Paul Ryan said on your program, Jake, when asked about. So obviously there's a tweak there. But Mike Pence has gone ahead and endorsed Donald Trump. What I like about your show, Jake, is it seems like you pick stories that aren't necessarily what the Beltway is obsessed about, but stories that matter to voters. Does this story matter to voters? Because it seems like this town is so obsessed about this, and it's not going to change, you know, whether someone gets a job in Loudoun County or not.
I don't think the individual tweak by Trump of Paul Ryan matters much to voters. I think the idea that this is a time that there's supposed to be unity, and you know, our leaders are people that we expect and hope will be big and be the bigger people. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Mr. Trump, in that interview with Phil Rucker of the Washington Post, you know, took shots at the Speaker of the House, who's a Republican, John McCain, who's a Republican, and Kelly Ayotte, who's a Republican, all three of them on the ballot in November, two of them with primaries, one of them with a primary, that John McCain, that is competitive. I think that belied a certain problem with all the claims of unity, and it does seem to a lot of Republican officials that every time Donald Trump could take the high road, could be the bigger person. Keep in mind, by the way, that all three of those individuals have endorsed Donald Trump. I mean, reluctantly or not, they have all endorsed him. That he could be bringing the party together, and he's not, is the criticism from Republicans. And I think on a grander scale, this is a time right now when Donald Trump should be getting Republicans on board, and that's not happening. A lot of what he's doing is counterproductive to his own election, and there are a lot of people who want Donald Trump to be president, and a lot of people who are working to get Donald Trump elected president who are very, very frustrated with the candidate himself. And whether or not that matters to an unemployed steelworker in Pennsylvania, I don't know, but right. if that steelworker has his hopes and dreams in Donald Trump, and Donald Trump is not stepping up and being the candidate he needs to be to win Pennsylvania, then that's a problem.
All right, Jake, we're going to leave it there.
Thanks for that.
Really appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thanks, guys.